It's very good to be with you this morning. It's a treat for me to share in your love of Jesus Christ. Some years ago, I heard a story, and you may have heard something similar. It's a humorous story in which there's a flood happening, and a lady was caught in her house, and a boat came by and said, I'm here to save you. And the lady simply says, don't worry, the Lord will save me. And so the boat left, and then the water got up to the second floor, and she's at a window, and another boat comes by. And the boat's captain says, I'm here to save you. And she says, oh, don't worry, the Lord is going to save me. So the boat kept going. And then the water got up to the roof line, and the lady's standing on the roof. A helicopter comes by, and they yell down to her, we're here to save you. And the lady says, don't worry, the Lord will save me. And, of course, what happens? Eventually she drowns, and she goes to the gates of heaven. And St. Peter's going to open the gate for her, and she says, before I enter heaven, I have a bone to pick with the Lord and a complaint. I trusted that the Lord would send something to save me. And St. Peter shook his head and said, the Lord sent you two boats and a helicopter to save you. Well, in many ways, that little story reflects part of our own prayer life. And it really does draw us into the gospel today. And the gospel is one that the early church really treasured. Because it is the beginning of the opening of Christ's love to all peoples. And so we hear the Canaanite woman pleading with Jesus to heal her daughter in the gospel. And Jesus greets her in silence. Now, perspective, the Canaanite folk and the Jewish folk didn't talk with each other. They were not on the same side. And so that's part of what's going on. But the other part is, remember our own prayer lives? And when it seems that Jesus is silent, that's the moment when the question of faith really comes in. And so we hear in the gospel that the woman kept calling after them, such that the disciples approached Jesus and said, shoo her away. She's really starting to bug us. Now, in the position of the woman, you can imagine she has a daughter that's precious to her, and she'll do almost anything to save her from the demon that was with her. And so we find the moment coming, it's very poignant, when Jesus turns to her and says, I have come for the people of Israel, and I'm not going to throw the food of the people to the dogs. Now, you have to hear it in the Greek. The Greek is, I'm not going to throw the food to the puppies, to the lap dog, to the dog that would be a part of the family. That's what he's really saying. And she understood what he was saying. And so when she responds, she says, but Lord, even the little lap dogs circle the table and want scraps that come from the table. That's the moment when Jesus has really drawn her into deep faith, because he says to her, great is your faith, woman, and it shall be done as you have asked. Now, that does carry through on our own prayer lives, because those moments when Jesus seems to be silent, what do? Do we aggressively approach heaven? Do we run to heaven and shake the gates of heaven and say, Lord, this is what's going on in my life. This is what's going on in my family. This is what's going on in my country and in my church. And do we find ourselves getting discouraged in our prayer, or finding our prayer really beginning to drift and wondering, God, are you really out there? Those are the moments that call us really into this gospel. And part of the gospel is that it's not just for us. So we go back to the story of the lady that was in the house in the flood. And she was saying, okay, I'm going to sit on my hands. God's going to do everything. And that's not the way this works. St. Ignatius phrased it very well. He said, you know, we really need to have faith and prayer that everything depends on God. But we need to work and take action that everything depends on us. She should have taken the first boat. Although I would have enjoyed the helicopter ride. That would have been nice. So just a little personal note. You know, I had that moment when I got the phone call that said, the Holy Father wants you to be the fourth bishop of Biloxi. And I told the nuncio who had called me, Archbishop Pierre, I said, this comes as a really big surprise. And of course, he has a wonderful French humor. And he says, I get that a lot. And then I ended up in the hospital. And so many of you have prayed for me during that time, and I really am grateful. And it was very much needed, because it was a fairly desperate time for me personally. And having that kind of illness that lasted over a month, being in the hospital, IVs every which way, and having that conversation with the Lord, you know, when stuff doesn't quite turn out the way you think it's going to be, I was actually on my way to here, driving here, stopped at my doctor because I had a stomach ache, and he said, you ain't going nowhere. That's the best texting I can do. You ain't going nowhere. You're going in the hospital. And what a tremendous surprise. And so the conversation I was having with the Lord, Lord, you've just called me to be the fourth bishop of Biloxi, and here I am in the hospital with IVs, going nowhere. What are you telling me? And so the answer I eventually got after a lot of days of really suffering over that and really desperately trying to get healed was, trust in me. Have faith in me. And know that your life is in my hands. That's what the lady of the gospel did, the Canaanite woman. She truly placed her life and the life of her daughter in God's hands, and letting God touch them, and letting God be with them. And to have God really reach out to those that are close to us. So that's the other piece of the gospel. She wasn't asking for herself. She was asking for her daughter. So who is it in your life that needs your prayer? Or even better, who is it in your life that needs your love? And so all of our little ones in church right now, have you loved on your parents or your grandparents or your guardians today? Have you hugged them? Have you told them you love them? And then who in our families? Is it our wife, our husband, our children, our grandchildren, our grandparents, our parents, those with whom we work, those with whom we serve? Who is it that really needs us? And if we're single, it's easy to find prayers of petition, by the way, for those that are suffering drug addiction, those that are in prison, those that are suffering from alcohol. All of those are part of the petition that we give to God. And we are called in prayer to really rattle the gates of heaven. Rattle the gates of heaven, because that's what this lady did. She rattled the gates of heaven with Jesus. And wouldn't it be wonderful the Lord say to each of us, your faith, behold, your faith is so great, I'm going to do what you ask me to do. As Saint Ignatius told us in his own prayer life, his own spirituality, have faith and prayer that everything depends on God, but work and take action that everything depends on you and me. That's an amen.
Amen.
Very good. I'll come back.